Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocks locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Jason, thank you for engineering at the Genesis Communications Network, the epicenter of free speech here in the United States. Kyle's with us. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince. You know something I realized? Your laugh at the beginning of this program almost has a mischievous tone to it. And I don't know why that is. Well, it's just like we're having a blast and we're going to have a blast regardless of what happens.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you the genesis of this, the origin. I was threatened by a Missouri state representative, a very high-ranking Missouri state representative, to shut down USA Prepares, the corporation, the broadcast, you know, the radio classroom, the expo, and the meetups. Or I was going to be exposed as someone who wants to violently overthrow the U.S. government. Someone who is anti-Zionist, anti-Semitic, and believes in UFOs and aliens. And so this guy said he was going to call a news conference and bring about 85 to 87 news outlets to a press conference. And that's what public officials do. They speak, you know, and they call a press conference, and the press shows up, and you end up in the newspaper. And on television, on radio. And he said he was going to do that if I didn't shut down USA Prepares. He was going to say that I was all those things. Now, naturally, I'm not interested in overthrowing the government. I think we need some government. Okay. And one of my very best friends at the time was Jewish. And I do actually think that I believe that UFOs exist. They are unidentified. They're objects that fly around that are unidentified, so obviously they exist. So I told this guy, go ahead. I'm not shutting down. And he never did it. So the laugh is I'm laughing at that. I'm laughing at, you know, that threat that, you know, that's what governments do. They have these people who are in the position where they can make trouble for you by, you know, having the authorities show up. So I just kind of laughed at him, and that's where that is. And is it mischievous? Yeah, I guess it is.
I like it. I always have. It makes the whole broadcast for me. I really love it. But hey, on another note, you know, we just heard again the energy prices are going to be up. Can you imagine that for this winter?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely, I can. And, class, you might have thought I was a little bit foolish and brazen and maybe even over the top in the statements that I made, saying that I believe that gasoline or fuel, meaning gas, diesel, would hit $12. Well, we are more than halfway there because gasoline has hit over $8 in some gas stations in Los Angeles. I was talking with P.J. Barton in England a few days ago, privately on the phone, and it's about $8.50 a gallon if you convert liters to gallons and their currency to ours. So it's already really getting closer. And it is so concerning to the federal government that Joe decided to release some of our strategic oil reserves, about 15 million barrels. But we use about 21 million barrels a day. So it's a drop in the bucket. But the bottom line is we haven't built any refineries in the United States since the 1970s. And the government is pushing toward electric vehicles. And with the restrictions on refineries, have been forced to switch from one fuel to another. And it's caused shortages. And the price is going to keep going up and up and up. Just like, you know, we're wasting global resources in Ukraine. Russia and Ukraine, the war that's going on there is wasting resources, wasting fuel, burning up the atmosphere, polluting the skies. Nothing is working right. So you can be sure that gasoline is going to increase in cost over time. There's no question about it. And if Vladimir pushes the button or Joe bumps into it, either by accident or on purpose, and a nuclear war starts, World War III, gasoline will be pretty much unobtainium. And if you look at what's happened in history during the Second World War, things that you had to have ration coupons to get things like meat, sugar, shoes, tires. And think about that. We just take that for granted. You just, you know, order your shoes online and they get shipped from China over to some retailer and then off through the distribution system, USPS or UPS or FedEx, it arrives, right? Well, that's going to be really tough also if the button is pushed. It'll be just disastrous. Communications will just cease in lots of locations. And, you know, the just-in-time inventory system that we have now, which means that if you want to buy it, it's in a warehouse. You can't go to a retailer and buy it because it's unobtainium or almost unobtainium in many cases. And that's the case of one of the things I wanted to talk about today was we had a trailer brake failure. It's a 26-foot gooseneck trailer. It's heavy. It's a real heavy trailer. It has two 8,000-pound axles, so it's a 16,000-pound capacity trailer. And one little tiny clip, the size of the metal that goes on a USB connector, that's how big this little clip is, and it broke. And the electric brakes didn't work, and they started to seize up. And all I need is that little clip. And all you do is go to a trailer company, and Dexter Axle, the number one trailer axle manufacturer in the United States. You know, it's not like this is some weird company. This is a really reputable old company, been around for years and years and years. And all I need is this little clip that goes on all of their electric brakes for this size axle. It's not a weird part. It's a common part. It's in the warehouse. So the warehouse has to ship it to the store, and then I've got to drive out to Springfield and back 120 miles just to go get this little part that's the size of the metal tip of a USB connector. No kidding. And how much are they? You can't buy one. They're not in stock. You have to buy four. So four of these little tiny, all, it's about one quarter the size of a postage stamp. And it's as thick as an index card. So it's real, it's not much material. Four of them are $6. I said to the guy, boy, I'm calling you for a 13-cent part. And he laughed. And he said, no, Dexter's really proud of these clips. And that's a Missouri expression, really proud of. Maybe it's actually other states as well. Maybe, Kyle, in your area in Montana, they're really proud of it. It means it's way overpriced.
Absolutely. So anyway. Yeah, that's exactly what it means.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the point of that little discussion is that when you have a failure, it's not all that easy to get the replacement parts if you can figure out what's wrong. And that's where we're headed. So gasoline, everything's going up. Everything's going up. Kyle, there's something else that we should probably mention in this segment just to set the tone for today's class. The United States reportedly has a diesel fuel inventory. So we're good to go for 25 days. That is the amount of diesel fuel inventory we have. And I predicted about 6 months ago that we were going to see diesel fuel shortages this winter. And the reason I said that was in the northeast of the United States, homes are heated with fuel oil. Fuel oil equals diesel fuel. So the home heating oil and diesel fuel are the same thing, except for the color. If you buy diesel fuel at the gas station, it's green. If you buy it for the farm, it's dyed red. And if you buy home heating oil, it's dyed red. So farm diesel and home heating oil are the same things. They're dyed red. And the same thing is dyed green to indicate that taxes has been paid, about 40 cents per gallon taxes, you know, roughly 10%. So when these homes start heating up this winter, because it's getting colder, they're going to use more and more fuel oil, which is diesel oil, which is going to cause a shortage, in my opinion. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, Vince, I've got a question for you. Have you heard about Saudi Arabia looking to join BRICS and start denominating their oil in Chinese, or some of their oil, at least, in Chinese yuan?
Yeah, there's been some rumbling about that for days now. Yes.
Yeah, if that happens, can you imagine the trillions of dollars that's going to come flying back to this country because people don't need them to buy oil anymore, that they can buy Chinese yuan? And China's been spreading out throughout the entire world, so they're quickly becoming the world dominant power. And we've got the potato in chief destroying our strategic reserves. Did you hear also, Vince, and I thought this was amazing, that for some reason Joe thinks that he's going to be able to replace the our strategic reserves at $70 a barrel, and the stuff that he's taking out of our strategic reserves was bought at $24 a barrel. So roughly almost three times as expensive. So if that happens and you have to replace this huge the oil reserves for the federal government at three times the cost, just imagine what that's going to do to everything. Everything is going, because energy, folks, energy equals everything. Everything. I'm talking about everything from toothbrushes to your diesel fuel to your gasoline to your tires to your car parts to everything. If it has to be replaced at three times that, he's just trying to get through the election and try to hopefully, for their communist sake, to retain the House and Senate. And then the all hell's going to break loose when he has to start replacing that the oil reserves for our strategic reserves. Your comments on that, Vince?
You're absolutely right. We talked about that probably several weeks ago, that this is what was going to happen, that he was going to use this as a political move in order to try to slightly reduce the increasing oil prices. And my comment was very simple. If he were honest, and if he had two firing brain cells next to each other, he could say on the public media, look, y'all, we have a big problem. Energy prices are going up, and you can fix it. You can fix it. You Americans can fix this, and all you have to do is drive less, consume less, waste less, and be more efficient. That's all you have to do, and prices will come down. But he doesn't do that.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us, and we're going to be talking about some lessons from 5-Minute University today, as well as give you a heads up on energy. Saudi Aramco, Saudi, S-A-U-D-I, next word, A-R-A-M-C-O. Saudi Aramco is a Saudi Arabian petroleum and natural gas company. It's one of the largest companies in the world by revenue. Saudi Aramco has both the world's second largest proven crude oil reserves and the largest daily oil production of all oil-producing companies. Saudi Aramco became the most valuable company in the world by market capitalization in May of 2022, May of this year. It's bigger than Apple. So why am I saying this? Let me read some headlines. You might find this kind of interesting. Now, if you search on Valvoline, you know, you all know what Valvoline is. That's that lubrication company. They make greases, they make oils, transmission fluids, etc. Here's some headlines. CNBC. Valvoline to sell lubricant business to Saudi Aramco. ABC News. Valvoline to sell its global products company to Saudi Aramco. Reuters, Valvoline Fuels retail drive with $2.65 billion lubricants sale to Aramco. Wall Street Journal, Valvoline to sell its lubricants business to Aramco. MarketWatch.com, Valvoline to sell global products business to Aramco. NASDAQ.com, Valvoline to sell lubricant business to Saudi Aramco. Okay, so did it happen yet? I don't know. But it made the news that it was going to happen. So now we're losing Aramco? Really? I mean, losing two Aramco? We're losing Valvoline? Valvoline is an outstanding lubrication company. Outstanding. They make... Valvoline is the go-to company if you want to buy wet clutch engine oil. What's a wet clutch? Well, a wet clutch is, let's say you have a four-wheeler, and the clutch is in the crankcase of the engine. Okay. Let's say it's one of those where an automatic clutch, and all you do is reduce the throttles and the engine speed, and then kick up the lever with your foot, and you shift up or shift down. So if the clutch, if it's not a clutch on a cable or a clutch on a hydraulic cylinder, where you manually operate the clutch with your, let's say, your left hand while your throttle's on the right hand of a motorcycle or of a four-wheeler, that's a wet clutch. Okay? Valvoline has the go-to engine oil for wet clutches. And if you use the wrong lubricant in a wet clutch, you'll destroy the clutch and the engine. They make a lot of specialty products that are truly outstanding. And it's outrageous that we're going to lose that to another country. I don't care what country it is. That is a strategic company. You know, they talk about, oh, we can't do that because of national security. Well, national security, I believe, has some dependence on Valvoline. Kyle, any comments?
I totally agree. I am not usually for governments getting involved in private business decisions, but when it comes to something like that, I would stop it. I would not allow that. We are being overtaken by business. We're being turned into a fascist state, and it's going to be run by foreign governments. It's unfathomable. I can't even stand it hardly.
I'm with you. I'm right next to you. I'm looking out the window. I can see the smoke all the way from Montana.
Yeah, right.
Kyle's on fire. I am too. I'm furious. I'm frosted. I'm angry. And the potato in chief? You're absolutely right. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United Kingdom Prime Minister Liz Truss announced on Thursday she is going to resign and step down from the job she only recently took.
I came into office at a time of great economic and international instability. I cannot deliver the mandate on which I was elected.
An Air Force jet crashed at the end of the runway near Salt Lake City, Utah on Wednesday. The F-35 crashed at Hill Air Force Base at the north end of the runway. The 388th Fighter Wing tweeted that information. The wing commander at the base confirmed the pilot ejected to safety and that no one was harmed on the ground. One witness on Fox 13 in Utah.
Watching it, I was in the right-hand lane, and then you just see it going down, and then it just hits that hill, and you just see it burst up in flames and then black smoke just going all over the place.
USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't you got your
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
How's with us? Kyle, I wanted to share with the class a lesson that I've added to the book. And it's about automatic transmissions. And you and I have talked about this in the past, that when you pull a trailer with a truck or a car, the transmission fluid increases in temperature. And as it increases in temperature, it reduces the life of the transmission. Now, the way it works is an automatic transmission is a fluid drive type transmission. And heat is generated. Just like with your engine, heat is generated. The higher the temperature of the fluid, the shorter the life expectancy of a transmission. Let me give you an example. If you can keep your transmission fluid below 175 degrees, which is pretty darn hot in my world, I try to keep my transmission, automatic transmission, down around 180 140 degree temperature. And I do that by adding an auxiliary transmission fluid cooler in front of the radiator. So air will additionally cool the transmission fluid as it travels through the grill of the vehicle onto the radiator and then out the engine compartment. So 175 degree fluid temperature, your transmission can last well over 100,000 miles. At 195 degrees, you're looking at 100,000 miles life expectancy. At 220 degrees, which is not 25 degrees warmer, you're looking at around 50,000 miles. If you go another 20 degrees to 240, varnish forms inside the transmission, and you're looking at 20,000 mile life expectancy of a transmission. And if you take it up to 260, the seals that keep the fluid in the transmission start to harden, and now you're looking at 10,000 miles transmission life expectancy. Moving on up to about 295 degrees, you're looking at 5,000 miles. And if you take it all the way to 315 degrees, you're looking at 800 mile transmission life expectancy. Now, it's really easy to fix this and prevent this. And I see it all the time. When I'm on the Interstate 44 and I'm in the slow lane doing the speed limit, I see trucks and trailers whizzing by, even small SUVs whizzing by with a way too big trailer with lots of aerodynamic drag, you know, a big front on a little camper hooked up to a small SUV, flying at 80 miles an hour. And I look at my son or my wife whenever I see that, and I go, well, that guy's going to have a transmission problem for sure. Because those excessive drag is really rough on the transmission because of the heat, the excess heat. So it's really easy to put a transmission cooler on your vehicle. It's simply this. It's a little radiator, and it has an inlet and an outlet. And all you do is cut the transmission line, and it may be a rubber section. It may be an aluminum section. Typically, it's aluminum, and you cut that the output of the here's how it goes. Your radiator has two functions. One is to cool the coolant for the engine. And inside the radiator is typically another cooler embedded inside the radiator that is separate, that cools the transmission fluid. It's a heat exchanger inside the radiator end cap. And that transmission fluid, the hot transmission fluid, goes into the radiator, gets cooled off by the coolant in the radiator, which has been cooled by the air as the fan pulls the air across the radiator fins and tubes. And the cooler transmission fluid is returned back to the transmission. I interrupt that. I take the cooled transmission fluid from the radiator and send it to another cooler, an air-to-air cooler. Section of maybe 2 feet of rubber hose, automatic transmission fluid hose. And I insert this transmission cooler in that line. It's probably an hour and a half job. Probably 2 hours for me because I'm real slow and I want it perfect. And my transmission temperature typically, if I'm not pulling a trailer, is around 118 degrees, 118. Really low. And transmission shops have looked at what I've done. They said they've never seen it that cold or that cool. So my transmissions last a long time. Well, that's one thing. We had a failure, a transmission failure. We were just hooked up a 16-foot trailer, empty, to go pick up some hay. We loaded the hay on the trailer and started to pull out with just 5,000 pounds of hay. Not a lot of hay, just five round bales of hay. Transmission failed. And this was a just rebuilt transmission. We had it rebuilt because it cost us more to buy the parts than to have one of our well-respected shops in Springfield rebuild transmissions for us. So they actually specialize in Dodge transmissions. And it cost more for us to do it than if we have it done by these guys. Well, our transmission in the Dodge, the automatic, would go into first gear fine and go into reverse fine. But right after it would try to shift out of first, it got confused. It didn't know whether it should go into third, second. Didn't know it would go shift up, down, up, down, up, down. It was undrivable. So I went to pick up my son, and we transferred the trailer to my truck. And in the meantime, here's what we did. And this is something that I don't think anyone else can tell you on the radio. Or maybe they could tell you, but they haven't. You can literally take a 46 RE, which is a Dodge transmission, a Chrysler transmission. 46 is the model. RE stands for electric or electronic. They have a 46 RH, which is a hydraulic. Well, it's the same transmission, except one's controlled by servos and electronics and sensors, and the other is controlled by hydraulic pressure. The new one is the RE, the electronic one. Well, the electronic sensors got confused. They were substandard, they're made in China, and they failed after 3,000 miles. So now the transmission won't shift right. What do you do? Well, here's the lesson from 5-Minute University. If it's the electronic version, you can disconnect the wiring harness. It's just a plug with a few conductors of wire that connect to the transmission. Under the vehicle. That's where it is. It's under the vehicle. It's a cable harness that connects to the transmission. You unplug it. Now you've removed the computer and the sensors and the solenoids out of the equation. And you can shift that transmission mechanically with the shift lever on your steering column. So you can put it in first. And then you look at the tachometer and you go, that's time to shift. And you bump it up into second. And then you bump it up into drive. And it works. Is that in your instruction manual? No. Have you heard it anywhere? No. Have you read it anywhere? No. But that works. Why? Because the hydraulic transmission design was modified to use electronic sensors to do that for you, to do the hydraulic shifting for you that's already there. So all you have to do is disable the electronics, and you can shift it manually. Kyle, have you ever heard of that?
Yes, sir, I did. I have. I had a mechanic one time told me, said that's how he had to get home. And he knew that. His name was Gary, and he was just a sharp guy, too. He's still probably one of the best mechanics I know. But he was coming home with his travel trailer and family. And his transmission started doing exactly the same thing, and he did that. He said, I crawled underneath there and unplugged the electronic end of it, and I manually shifted that thing all the way home. For about 250 miles, he said, luckily we were close. But anyway, he made it all the way home doing that. But that's the only other person in my life, Vince, that I've ever heard talk about that.
Well, and class, we were kind of stranded. I mean, we had a 60-mile trip to come home, and we had never done that before. We've never had to do that before. So we did it, and it worked. But what we didn't want to do was we didn't want to risk blowing the transmission, because we knew this was just a sensor issue and a solenoid issue. So we didn't want to destroy the transmission. So we hooked up the trailer with the hay on it to my old Chevy pickup truck and drove the Dodge home without a trailer on it and shifted it manually. But yes, you can do that. And it's a secret. It really is a secret. And very, very few people know about it. Now, you all know about that now. It's a big problem. You know, these transmission computer controls... I had a guy in my 2000 Mercedes E430, and he spilled his coffee. It was at night, and he spilled his coffee down my console, and the coffee dripped down to the transmission control computer, which was at the bottom of the transmission selector, you know, the, we'll call it the gear shift selector on the automatic transmission, between the two seats, the passenger and the driver's seat, it just dripped right down there. Because that's where the cup holder is. The cup holder is designed so that if you have a spill, it's going to go right onto the transmission control computer, and it's going to get the circuitry wet, and your transmission is going to get all confused, and you're not going anywhere. The vehicle will actually think that it's being stolen, and all the lights will start flashing. The horn will go beep, 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 beep. The lights will blink, and it'll look like the cops are going to be there any second, you know, to help you out of your car in handcuffs. That's what it looks like. So, I don't know why. I don't know why we have to have transmissions that are so complicated when we used to have transmissions that were just so reliable. They were simple. They were hydraulically pressurized. They were mechanically selected, and they worked just great. They really did.
You know, Vince, we had an operation one time when I was working at Hungry Horse Dam. Many years ago, they got the wild idea that we had four turbines that would run in this dam, and they were all governed by mechanical means. They had these things were the coolest thing you ever seen. You open the governors up, and they would have these little arms with a ball on the end of it. And as the turbine in the water would spin, and or whatever the electric was set to, these little balls would spin and go further out or closer in, and they would operate a lever that would control how much water would be hitting the turbines. And they were bulletproof, and they lasted since the 40s. And so you're talking about 15 years ago. And they worked perfectly. Lightning flashes did not affect them at all. And, of course, the federal government got the wild hair idea to change all that to electronics. Are we at a break, Vince?
Yeah, we are at a break. I'd really like to hear the rest of this story.
Yeah.
I have an exclamation point for it. We'll be right back with Kyle.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us, and we're talking about the simple elegance of some mechanical devices that that have been replaced with sophisticated electronic devices. And the electronic devices I'd rather not have. I'd rather have the old mechanical devices. For example, I have all of our tractors here at the farm have mechanical fuel injection. Not one of them has electronic fuel injection. And they have mechanical clutches where you step on a pedal and you actually shift the gears in a manual transmission. And literally, believe it or not, energy is wasted in automatic transmissions. If you actually know what you're doing and can time the shifting properly, you will get more miles per gallon, greater efficiency with a simple mechanical transmission than you will with a fluid drive or a hydraulic transmission or what's commonly called an automatic transmission. Kyle, please continue with this this power generation dam that you were working on that had a mechanical governor. Did you have any additional information?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so the government got the idea that because these mechanical governors were not down to the specific exact RPM, I mean, they were within, 2%, but they wanted 0.02%, that they had to be changed out to electronic. Well, I mean, this required so much extra relays, so many. I mean, one board for one generator was about 4.5 feet high, about 10 feet long, and you had a relay and wiring about every 4 inches. You would have a different relay and all of these different wiring diagrams that had to be hooked into it. I'm talking hundreds, literally, of relays and things that had to be changed out. But the great thing about it was as soon as the lightning struck, the generators, it would blow those relays and the generator would come shutting down. It's just kind of like you heard, at the beginning there talking about the F-35 that just crashed. I wonder if that's because it was raining, because a guy was telling me that was retired Air Force that the F-35 can't fly in the rain. But, it's just like all of this stuff, we're cutting our own throat with this stupidity. I'm with you, Vince. I wish. There's a couple of other comments that don't relate to this stuff that I really want to get in. And folks, if you've got a little car, don't hook it up to a trailer. They're economical type cars, and most, by far, most of them, unless it specifically says it has a towing package on it, and I'm talking stuff like Hyundais in particular, they have weak transmissions. I have seen them fail constantly. But even Hondas, Toyotas, Nissans are another one that have weaker transmissions. The Honda and Toyota are a little tougher, but don't hook them up to trailers and pull heavy loads with them. You will decrease the life of your transmission dramatically. I've seen them. I've seen Hyundais go out at 50,000 miles. I mean, literally burnt plum up because they thought, people thought they could pull a little 8-foot camper trailer type thing behind them and travel all over the country. And they did. They got to one side of the country and the transmission went out. They were up here when they were doing it, but they had come from a back east state. Anyway, that's how long it lasted, pulling this little trailer. Thinking that they were going to get great gas mileage and save all this money, but it didn't work out so good for them. Anyway, that's one thing. The other thing, folks, and we can elaborate on some of this before. The other day, Vince, yesterday, as a matter of fact, I was into Walmart, and they had just gotten a shipment of batteries because I had a battery go out on my 96 Buick, and I was looking for another battery. Well, the best price I could find around town, even with my commercial account, was $160 with a $22 core charge. Well, Walmart just happened to, I was in there looking for some oil, more oil, because I knew and I think all this stuff's fixing to go through the roof. And they got a shipment of batteries in. And they had a, what I needed was a Group 75 side post battery, and they had two of them in there, one that had 550 cold cranking amps for $59, which I figured was just junk, and then one with 600 cold cranking amps for $99. And so I bought the more expensive battery because up here you've got to have cold cranking amps. You need, when it's cold, you need enough power to turn your car over. But they also had a Group 24, which is like one of the most standard that there is, in a marine battery for $84. So I snagged it as well just to have a spare battery because all of this stuff, I think, is going to go through the roof, and I want to have extras of everything.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely agree with you. Kyle and I will be right back, and I just have a couple comments about that mechanical governor. It's been around for a long time. A long time.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.